radio.dominican.edu, the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We are live from the Conlon Center here at Dominican University of California. The Conlon Center located here in San Rafael. Hunter Hornstein, Stuart Horn, Brian Sanchez with you. I'm Hunter Hornstein. Alongside me, Brian Sanchez for right now. We've got a little pregame show for you as our Lady Penguins take on the Academy of Art Urban Knights. It's time for a little payback as the Urban Knights, who have one win in conference right now, that only win coming off last Saturday against the Penguins. So the Penguins looking to open up their home conference opener, on a winning note. Last time out, the Lady Penguins, like we said, they failed to record a set win as they were swept by red-hot Sonoma State University. They played on Tuesday nights, 25-12 in the first, 25-11 here in the second, and then 25-11 in the third. Sonoma State posted their sixth straight win. Dominican fell overall at 0-1. They only had one lead in that match, Brian.
Yeah, and that came in the second set, and it was early in the second set as Dominican was up 3-2, and the Sonoma State girls took over after that.
Sonoma State has been a formidable opponent. They have qualified for the NC Division II tourney each of the last three seasons. So Dominican, who hasn't been playing very well as of late, encouraging, but not very well. No, the wins haven't been coming. They ran into a very, very tough opponent in Sonoma State.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's about time for that win. What better way to do it with a revenge win in conference against this Academy of Art girls team?
Against Sonoma State, Jessica Jones continued her hot play. It seems like she's been all over the place. The go-to player on this team, you could say. She had 6 kills in that game. DU overall recorded 28 gigs, 16 kills. That was Jones and Raines. Samantha Raines, the 6-foot true freshman, her and the sophomore Jones combined for 10 kills. And for the 11 digs, that was Roulon and Jones again. Lachelle Roulon, the junior. Jessica Jones, you've heard all about her. Katie Batchelder, the transfer junior as well. She contributed with 4 digs. And then Sarah Bain and Kelsey Lardner, a junior and a sophomore, respectively. They both had 7 assists. Bain, 1 of the 2 blocks in the game. Tonight, Dominican welcomes Academy of Art University into the Conlon Center. Like we said, Academy of Art, the last time out was last Saturday at their home place at the Kezar Pavilion in San Francisco. They took on our Lady Penguins for their home opener as far as conference play is concerned, and they beat our Lady Penguins, Brian. So the Penguins are 0-1. Academy of Art sits at 1-0 right now. And the Penguins looking to get off the schneid. They got to get a win somehow, some way. And like you said, conference play is a good way to start.
Absolutely. And another note on that game against Academy of Art last week, you mentioned earlier that Jones has been all over the place. In that game, she turned in 14 digs, a game high. Very impressive.
The PacWest standings look like this overall. Grand Canyon, Cal Baptist, and Academy of Art are 1-0. BYU Hawaii leads at 2-1. Hawaii Pacific at 2-1. Hawaii Hilo at 3-2. Dixie State 1-1, NDNU, Notre Dame Dean Amir at 1-2, Dominican, we are 0-1, and Chaminade is the only team with multiple losses without a win. They're 0-4. Offensively, the Lady Penguins are led by 2 outstanding sophomores, Jessica Jones, and also last year's PacWest Freshman of the Year, Rhea Falea-Lili. She's the sophomore out of Long Beach, California. They both have 52 kills each. That leads the team. Samantha Raines, a freshman, the 6-footer. She has 48 kills, so she's definitely had no problem with the seamless transition from high school ball to the collegiate level. Just Skylar Moon, a transfer junior, from Cabrillo College at 6-foot. She's the other 6-footer. There's 3 of them on this team. She has 38 kills. And Jessica Jones, she's really put her team on the back. Brian, she has been doing it all so far. She's the leader, the emotional leader, and right now she's one of the statistical leaders. She leads the team in service aces with 8 and digs with 76.
Absolutely. You mentioned the names of Jones, Falea-Lili, Moon, and Raines. And folks, I would get used to hearing those names at home because they are the ones who have the big game for the Dominican girls.
One of the keys tonight, I believe, Brian, is that DU has got to stop forcing the errors. They force themselves into a hole, they bury themselves, and then they got to play catch-up. unfortunately, just offensive continuity has not been there. There's too many errors on serves. They've committed 50 this year, and the offense has got to step it up. Overall, they've been outscored 700 to 466. So that, with numbers like that, that's not going to get you some wins. But like we said, it's come to a point now where you got to turn the page. They're frustrated. The coaching staff frustrated. Some fans might be frustrated. But at this point, conference play, it's a new day. It's a new match. You know Academy of Art beat you last time. Let's get some revenge.
Absolutely. All you can do is learn from a loss. If you dwell on it, it's doomed to repeat itself. You can't allow that to happen. They need to go out, communicate, play loose, and score some points.
If you're in the area, we welcome you to come down to the Conlin Center here. It's going to be exciting DU volleyball action coming up in just under 5 minutes. We want to introduce a new segment that we have. Our producer and the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn, had a chance to sit down with our sports information director, Brendan Davis, here at the Conlin Center in a new segment called Live from the Conlin Center with B-Dave.
This week, live from the Conlin Center with Brandon Davis. B, how you doing tonight?
Good. How you doing, Stu?
Okay, great. On the night that the Penguin women's volleyball team is going to be taking on the Urban Knights from Academy of Art out of San Francisco. Last time, not so good on the Penguins. The Penguins looking for some big things tonight. What's going on with tonight's matchup and on the coaching staff in the back room here at the Conlin Center?
You know, I think they're coming off a loss against Academy. They had another tough non-conference loss against Sonoma State. I think, you know, they're just looking to get in a tempo and make things happen in conference play. And, you know, they're 0-1 with the loss to Academy. I think they're looking for a revenge off of that.
And in the back room with the coaching staff, any new changes going on here?
There's a lot of changes, obviously. Volleyball, you know, we've got some new assistant coaches. Volleyball has their assistants. Women's basketball, Tony West is a new assistant coach for them. She was previously at East Bay, so fans might recognize her from when she was head coach there. Men's basketball, we've got Booker Harris. He's coming over from Metro in Denver. And then we've got Rich Mendoza, who was at junior college, and he brings a lot of experience with him. Ronnie Sperry on the softball team, and a lot of new faces. But I think, you know, everything's a step in the positive direction by bringing these folks on board.
A lot of excitement around these parts, too, as they have begun work on the Field of Dreams. Any comments on that?
Yeah, you know, you can see Mount Tam already. If you've been down to a soccer game, you'll notice that tennis courts aren't there anymore. You know, they're a flat block of cement, and the tennis teams are actually practicing across it. We're in tennis courts, and, yeah, it's happening quickly, and, you know, I think we've been waiting years to see this, and to see it really happening and materialize is really exciting.
In fact, no longer a dream, not called a Field of Dreams, the Allen Field, isn't
right.
that right here?
It's going to be John F. Allen Athletic Complex and Kennelly Field.
All right, very good. That is live from the Conlin Center with Brandon Davis for tonight.
Thank you, Stuart. Thank you, Brandon. Things to mention for us here at Dominican University of California. You want to visit DominicanAthletics.com for all your news on DU Athletics. There's some good stories there about sophomore runner Kevin So and his ability to compete in triathlons, as well as a great story about soccer freshman Sarah Pimentel. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Dominican Sports. Also, we want to mention that if you want to listen to this game, not only listen to it, but also watch it, AmericanOne.com, to watch tonight's game live for a small fee. One other sports update today, the Lady Penguins soccer team lost 3-0 in Riverside to Cal Baptist this afternoon. We are just under 2 minutes away from the start of tonight's match. The Lady Penguins taking on the Academy of Art Urban Knights. The Penguins in their white home unis. Michelle Roulon sporting the black and gold libero uniform on the field, right on the court, I should say, right now. Practicing, getting a couple last hits in there. Looking to turn it around today as they search for that number one win. And like we said, and we keep saying it over and over, no other way to win but into conference play. So I would like to welcome you now to live DU volleyball action, back with all the play-by-play as well as the starting lineups. Here is the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you guys. Excellent pregame there. Fans, thanks for tuning in a little early tonight to catch Hunter and Brian on the pregame. We'll have that for you. Before every matchup, Penguin volleyball, NC2A volleyball, Penguin style from the Conlin Center here at Dominican University of California. About 30 seconds to go, and we'll have the starting lineups for you. The referees are in the house tonight, four strong, sent down from the main offices of the NC2A. Big shout out to Brad Van Alstyn, the new chair of the communications department here at Dominican University of California. Urban Knights in the house. Academy of Art took down our Penguins last week. As Brian mentioned earlier, Penguins looking to pay the favor back tonight if they can. Talked to the coach before the game. Gail Stammer said the team practiced very well this week. Overhead announcements going on here at the Conlin Center. Of course, the Penguins are part of the PacWest Conference. Conference, Division II, NC2A. This is our first full year as full-fledged members. Brandon Davis is in the house. As usual, hope you enjoyed the B. Davis Show tonight in our pregame extravaganza. A lot of fans in the house tonight. Hunter, the date is 9/24, it looks like, September 24th, 2011.
All day.
Yeah, it's going to go all the way up till midnight, PST. So the officials now being recognized. And, you know, they call out their names, but they don't actually raise their hands to get any specific notoriety. I wonder why that is.
I wonder if it's maybe because if there's a controversial play, they don't want to be known.
Ah, that's about the only time that the referees really get talked about, isn't that right?
Absolutely. Whether that's unfair or fair is up to the fans to decide.
When they do something right, nobody really pays much attention. It's when they do something perceived as wrong.
I think that should be a rule there, Stu. The players give them a high five if they do something right. That might be a way to keep the refs involved in the game. Of course, they're trying to do their job by just enforcing the rules, and they don't necessarily want to be a part of the game or run the game or be the game itself.
Can't really say that about the broadcasting squad. We're always happy to be a part of the game.
Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes we get a ball thrown over our way, and we have to field it very
cleanly. We have had a couple of those. We've had a couple of balls come at us during our a setup here in the booth.
That's right.
Did you bring your glove tonight?
The one that I catch the errant balls in?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Always wearing it.
Then we should be set. We should be fine.
Folks, we have the starting lineups now for Academy of Art, who are currently 1-0 in conference. Their head coach is Allison Magner. She'll be sending out number 4, Amy Bush, a 6'3" senior out of Yucaipa, California. That's Hunter's hometown. Number 11 is Camille Board, a 5'11" senior out of Redwood City, and like Hunter, she's 5'11". Number 12 is Leinani Kianini, the 5'7" senior out of Kailua, Hawaii. Number 15 is Kawai Oliole, a 5'6" freshman out of Honolulu. I don't have the pronunciation sheet with me, so I'm doing my best. Number 22 is Mike Valu'u, the 5'8" sophomore out of Tustin, that's down south. T-Town, as it's known by some of the folks around here who are actually from T-Town, including Miles Carrillo. Number 43 is Angela Heath, a 5'10" junior out of Iwa Beach, Hawaii. A lot of Hawaiians on the team for the Urban Knights tonight. So aloha and mahalo to everyone listening out in the islands. It's 3 hours earlier over there. It's the middle of the afternoon back there.
Little afternoon volleyball action. Didn't hurt anybody. Hopefully they can take a break from maybe being on the beach all day.
Yeah.
And, tune into some Penguin radio.
For the Mighty Penguins, under head coach Gail Stammer. She's assisted by Jason Cole, Laurel Grant, and Jack Spain. Coach Stammer sending out number 4 is Jessica Jones, a 5'9" sophomore out of Sacramento. Number 8 is Lauren Clark, a 5'11" sophomore out of Chula Vista. Number 10, Rhea Falealili, the 5'9" sophomore out of Long Beach, which truly is Hunter's hometown. Number 12, Skylar Moon, is a 6-foot junior out of Cambria, California. Number 15, Samantha Rains, a 6-foot freshman out of Placerville. And Sarah Bain, number 17, the 5'9" junior out of Aloha, Oregon. We are ready for the national anthem for those of you at home. Please rise. All right, Hunter. All right, Brian. We are ready, fans, for NC2A volleyball Penguin style against the Urban Knights here from Academy of Art University. Knights are 1-0, Penguins 0-1. Conference play finally underway. Here we go, fans. Another great night from the Conlin Center. Hunter, I can see you bristling over there in anticipation of this game.
Absolutely. The home opener, as far as conference play is concerned for the Penguins, they're off to an 0-1 start as these Urban Knights beat them in their home opener as far as conference play is concerned. So the Penguins, the Lady Penguins, looking for some revenge, and they really need this win. They need to get off 0-9 overall, 0-1 in conference. No other better way to start off with your first win than in conference play, even up that record, and start getting off off onto the right note, we
off
should say.
Off onto it, as
off,
they say.
Off onto yes. the right note, yes.
Brian, you're pointing at something. Brian is going to be heading into the audience. The freshman broadcasting sensation, B-San, will be out there. That's what we used to call you around these parts, but you're no longer a freshman, so I guess you can't be the freshman broadcasting sensation
I think
anymore.
I should just be a sensation.
That'll work.
Does that work?
That'll work. I mean, what's a sensation?
Don't want to toot my own horn there, though.
Well, you know what? If you can't toot your own horn when you're a star celebrity on the radio station like you are, Hunter, when can you do it?
I try very
hard.
Thank
silence,
you,
Stu. Which is a rarity. Yeah, all right,
exactly,
fans.
Exactly, right?
The Penguins have the side out from the southern end of the court. Off to the left of Hunter and I, playing from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard, Hunter and I. Looking left now, down toward the southern end, to serve it up for the Penguins is Jones. First service point of the night, very deep. Penguins trail by one. Not a good start.
No, it's not, and we mentioned that in the pregame show, the errors when you first start serving it for the Penguins, 50 this year, that just adds to the total. You can't get off to a start like that.
No, 51, as Jones got things started tonight. The Penguins now on offense and deliver a knockout blow as the ball goes out of bounds into the arms of Chili the Penguin. It is now 1-1 fans as Lachelle Rulin comes out after just two plays, and Skylar Moon's back in there. So for the Penguins, Lauren Clark will serve it up, the 5'11 sophomore. She's out of Chula Vista. Clark serving from the right corner with a runner. A lot of topspin, back left corner, very nice. Back set by Art, front row. Penguins can't block it. Through the arms of Rhea Falealele, the freshman player of the year last year. 2-1 Knights.
Absolutely, Rhea Falealele. She's going to be key in this game. Rhea, like you said, the PacWest freshman player of the year. She has 52 kills on the season. That's leading the team, tied with Jessica Jones.
Service by Nicolette Hagen, a 5'11 senior out of Richmond, California, in the East Bay for the Knights. Penguins stick it in the net after a great serve. 3-1 Knights.
Penguin back to serve for
RU. Okay, the Knights in their road blacks, not wearing the big steel mail, as Knights did in the years past. Okay, and now one of the Penguins fell into the net. You wouldn't imagine they'd be wearing a big steel uniform to keep arrows away or anything else like that. 3-2, Penguins on top. I've never actually seen that. I was trying to think of something knightish to say. Next for the Penguins to serve it up will be Samantha Raines, also from that back right corner. She serves it in the high end of the arms of number 5, Nicolette Hagen. And the Penguins with another point to tie it up, 3-up as the Knights stick it in the net after the nice serve by Raines.
Nice break there. Vilu'u was the one to try to hit the ball, and unfortunately she mistimed it, hit off the side of her hand into the net. Point to the Penguins, we'll take it.
Raines, back center, set up back set. Penguins on offense now, bumped up Raines, left side Rhea, big slam, Rhea with a knuckler, but somehow fielded pretty cleanly, into the top of the tape, and it falls on the Knights side. Penguin point for the first time tonight, Hunter. The Penguins lead 4-3.
Rhea Falealele with a nice hit earlier there to set up that mistouch there by the Academy of Art Urban Knights, and then she looks like she's locked in early on this game, which is a big key for Dominican.
Yeah, you get Falealele going, and that's exactly what the Penguins need. 4-3 DUs. Penguins serve from Raines. Big blast from Raines in the front row. That was actually Moon, wasn't it? The Penguins now are back on offense. Raines, back corner! Deep. Oh, boy, that was close. Just missed the line, 4-up.
I like the idea there by Raines, though. Get her involved. She is one of the higher-scoring freshmen on this team. Another 6-footer. Samantha Raines has 48 kills on the season. Looking for another one right there.
Angela Heath with a tremendous serve just over the net that's floated at about 6.5 feet, just inches over the net, fell in at the feet of Falealele, and that's a lot of Fs. And the Penguins couldn't handle it. This one to Jones, 5-4 Knights. Over to Rhea, set to Rhea. Floor, Rhea with a killer 5-up.
Nice job by Rhea Falealele there. It looked like Camille Board, the senior tried to get up and block it. She did block it. However, that ball was just hit so hard that it bounced off her hands, off her arms, into the floor. Point to the Penguins, and again, we will take it.
Falea Lili with a serve into the net. No good.
52 errors on serve now this season, and that is a number that has to not stop growing at such a rapid pace, because that is pretty much, I think you both and I agreed, Stu, that that's one of the things that is absolutely killing the Penguins' momentum.
Bailu'u serves it to the back row. Penguins bump it up, Reigns. Over to the left side, Jones. Jones with a killer!
Nice job by Jessica Jones right there. Again, going after Camille Bohr, the senior. That's the second time she's done that, where she's blocked the ball, but unfortunately hasn't been able to hit it back up over the net. She blocks it, but blocks it onto her side.
Athletic move there by Jones. Penguins with the service now. Side out. Into the net. A missed kill attempt by Kanini. Leinani Kanini, a 5'7" senior, jumped way up there, Hunter, and put it right into the tape. 7'6" Penguins. Up on her feet, Stammer. She's back down to the bench as Rulin serves one up. Back set, Knights. Killer Knights. Block, Penguins. Jones out of bounds. 7-up. Hunter's drinking one right now. 7-up fans. Chili the Penguins in the house. Chili's not going with a 7-up, though.
Looks like Camille Bohr coming out of the game. She's going to be replaced by Cramo.
Bohr back to the bench. Just wants to get flat, I guess. Okay, now the Penguins on offense. As Reigns with the jumper. Reigns in the tape. Ah, Reigns with an easy look there. She just looked up on it, I guess, 8-7 Knights. I don't know how she missed that. Very skilled normally, Reigns. A nice dive bombing serve. Penguins into the net. Diving for it is Moon. Lauren Clark under the net. Clark hits the deck. Knights with the point, 7-9, a 2-point advantage. Whistle's blowing. Falea Lili out after that missed serve last out of Falea Lili. I just wasn't expecting that. Diaz had brought someone in her place, and I cannot see, make the number out. Jones with the attempted killer, but fielded cleanly by the Knights. It looks like Reigns is back in there in place of Falea Lili. Well, there's the bump, then the set. Now to Jones, back at her. The block put down by the Knights. Amy Bush, the 6'3" senior. Bush was just in her face. Bush threw up the arms there, Hunter, and said, here you go, back at you. And wasted no time. Now the bump by Rulin. No, the Penguins are not ready. Rulin from the back row bumped it, and all the Penguins stood around in a circle, Hunter, and looked at one another. That's a timeout.
Yeah, found a little bit flat-footed there, and DL Sammer's going to take a timeout here to rally her troops and get their focus back where it needs to be.
And what about us? Are we going to take a timeout, or are we just going
to... Would you like to keep talking about the game?
Well, yeah, well, I mean, it's very interesting. The Penguins down by 4 all of a sudden. It was 7-up a minute ago.
Right.
And now it's 4-up. Should we go to Brian in the crowd? I don't see him. There he is. Okay, but he's not ready for us yet. Maybe we'll go to him next time. 11-7 fans from the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn, Hunter Horenstein, your DU broadcasters for this evening. And, Hunter, you have something important to add, to interject into this conversation.
Yeah, we just want to remind our listeners, for everything DU Athletic news, visit DominicanAthletics.com. There's news and stories and up-to-the-minute scoring updates located on that site. That is the official athletic home website of Dominican Athletics. You can also follow Dominican Sports on Twitter @Dominican Sports and AmericaOne.com to watch tonight's game live for a small fee.
All right. AmericaOne.com if they want to watch it. Oh, that sounds pretty good.
With the radio broadcast, of course.
Oh, good. So they get to hear the call as well.
Absolutely.
And that's free. Not the video, but the audio is always free. Now the Penguins pick up the point as the Knights.
Look like Amy Bush there hit it just a little too far. She went for the kill up in front of the net. At 6'3", she's got a lot of height on her, and she just gave it a little too much juice there, Stu. Hit it a little too far out of bounds.
Jumped over the back line, 11-8, DU trailing, and again into the net. 53rd service error committed by Sarah Bain. So tonight, fans, in the first 20 points of play total, the Penguins have misfired off the back row 3 times, including the opening salvo of the night, which does not bode well. So the Penguins really having trouble just trying to get the ball in play. And now once they do get it in play, The Urban Knights block it back right into the hands of Samantha Raines. Can't handle it with the block. Raines puts it in the net. Penguins down by five.
Yeah,
game
big
one.
Big block by there by Angela Heath.
All right, Heath with the winner. Jones with the attempted kill. Back row. Nobody back there. Rulin back, and now a loose ball. Penguins all in the front left corner of the court, Hunter. The Penguins were nowhere else in the ball. They were following the ball, not staying in position. And the Urban Knights found the open hole, which was 5/6 of the court. Now the Urban Knights, who have not committed a service error yet against the Penguins 3. Penguins dink one over. Now the kill, blocked beautifully by Samantha Raines, and that's back in your face, Bush. 14-9, the DU is down by five.
Nice job by the true freshman, the six-footer, one of three six-footers we have on the team. But how about the energy that the Penguin just exemplified right there on that kill?
Yeah, that was a great block. So now the short set set up by Kawhi Oli-Ole. The short set to Bush, and Bush hammers it down into the front row.
I think Bush heard you, Stu.
Yeah. Well, everybody in the place heard me. Half the time. Now the Penguins try to dink one over. Softy by Lauren Clark. Doesn't go. She's in the front row and tried to dink it over the front row, Hunter, and couldn't even get it over the net. Now the Penguins are just totally out of sorts. Down by 7, 16-9. Penguins started strong and are not having a very good game one.
Ashley Sand, sporting the goggles tonight, coming in. The junior will sub in for the sophomore, Lauren Clark.
Kanini to serve. Penguins with the setup. Dink into the center. And that was a perfect dink. A perfect setup. Samantha Raines saw the court and unleashed a softy over the front row. It fell 16-10. And the Penguins send Sand back there to serve again. The six-footer out of Runner Park. 30 miles up 101 North. And the service ace right at the feet of the back row. And the Penguins get another one. 16-11. Penguin fans still pouring into the Conlin Center.
How about that? Ashley Sand comes into the game and right away making a great impact.
Third serve for Sand goes back row again. Now a poor set. And Mike Vialu'u manages to knock it down. Is it Mike or is it Mika? I don't know. We'll ask Brian Sanchez when he puts the headphones on. 17-11. And the Penguins now will be on defense as Hagen will serve it up the 5'11 senior. Went to Albany High School. She serves it over to Rhea on the left side. Now a back set, back to Raines, middle row, and hits me in the foot. Hey, notice, see that? I just kicked it right back out there, 17-12.
I don't think kicking is legal in volleyball.
Oh, there's a dead ball.
Samantha Raines, nice job by her again. She's starting to turn it around now, off to a sluggish start early, but she is starting to pick up the slack. And speaking of that, she is hyped up as she returns to the bench. Kelsey Lardner, the sophomore, in for Samantha Raines.
Lardner enters to serve. Gets a good one right to the middle row. A short set, and this one doesn't fool the Penguins. There's another short set into the front row, and that one does get him as Camille Board, who got the start tonight, then sat for a while, get back in there. The 5'11 senior out of Redwood City delivers the hammer.
Nice block by Skylar Moon the first time. Unfortunately, yeah, the second time, it wasn't enough.
18-12. Penguins on defense, trouble. This one's up, almost hits the ceiling, which is in play here at the Conlin Center. So high up there. Now the Penguins into the back row, and Rulin almost reached out to touch it. Thought better of it, pulled the arm in, and let it fly, 18-13. Our athletics director, Terry Toomey, is in the house. He's here observing the proceedings as Rhea Falea-Lili will serve it up now. Coach comes up. She now will bring in Kayla Morphew to serve in place of Falea-Lili. So Morphew getting her first minutes tonight.
Kayla Morphew, the only senior on this squad, 5'9", outside hitter.
Morphew, number 30, a veteran on the Penguin team, serves a beauty into the back row, high in the arms of the libero player. To the back right, this one's bumped over to Lardner. Set back, Rulin bump. Now the Penguins on offense. Jones bump Rulin after the block. Another smash attempt by Skylar Moon. It was a smash. And this one is now met back into the face of Kayla Morphew. And she can't handle it. 19-13. DU trails. Here is Mike Vialu'u. And she'll serve it up. She does so. Into the back left, it's out. Morphew. Heads up play there by the senior. Lets it fly right. Shanked it a little bit. Out of bounds. 19-14. DU hanging in there. By, down by five. Here comes Rulin. Rulin, the libero player. Where's number two? Veteran herself for Gail Stammer. This is a perfect serve into the back row. Back set. Good play there. The Penguins block it off the top of the tape. It falls softly. Now the Knights on offense, and the Penguins are in trouble. Blocked up into the hands of Ashley Sand, the six-footer. She had a good handle on it, but it didn't bounce anywhere. It was just dead off of her wrist and fell right at her feet.
Yeah, absolutely. And the problem is she couldn't get any closer to the net or she'd be on top of the net. And like you said, ball hit her hands, went dead, and went rolling right down her arms onto her feet. Got to be frustrated with that. And the Penguins really right now are not getting any breaks whatsoever, Stu.
Timeout has been called by Gail Stammer. Penguins down by six. Brian Sanchez is... come into the opulent broadcasting area here and now in live conversation with Hunter Hornstein. Here is B-San.
Brian, you just got back from the stands. What is the general little thought process going on or the mood in the stands right now? It's not looking good. 20-14, the Penguins trail. The Penguins looking to get off the Schneid. They won only one set this entire season. They've got to win one now.
Yeah, you know, it may look down on the field, but it's looking up in the stands. They believe in this team, and they think they can come back and get this one. They're down by six now, but they've been playing it close, and the fans in the stands are ready for a win.
Once again, we can't reiterate the fact that they cannot make silly mistakes. You know, the service aces starting the night at 50, now at 54 on the night. So the Penguins, Stu, are going to have to turn it around real quick here.
Well, we can reiterate it. We just can't reiterate it enough.
Absolutely. It seems like we're seeing a broken record.
2014. Because they still make records, and everybody knows that. It's like a broken CD, in fact. Or it's like a broken record. Of course they're making records. What am I saying?
Six track?
Back row, eight track. You were close. Here's Jones. Oh, Jones tips it off of the front row. Flies through the arms of Angela Heath, and the D is with a point. Penguins are alive, Hunter, down by five.
Yeah, you know, I think that timeout there was a good thing for them. They needed that break. They needed to recompose themselves. Right now they got to worry about, hey, just we got to play volleyball. That's it. We can't worry about the record. We can't worry about what happened in the past. It's just volleyball right now.
Good call. Now the Penguins on offense, Bain to serve. She gets off a beauty, sends Urban Knights in trouble. Now they get into the hands of Burnett. No, check it. That's Kanini. Kanini lets one fly, and Urban Knights with the winner there, 21-15. The Penguins have to get something going here, Hunter, as the Knights are four points away in game one, best of five. Penguins on defense now. Kawhi Ole Ole to serve it. Uh-oh. And we had two Penguins touching the ball, each with a hand on that attempted set, and the DUs are penalized for it. 22-15 now in game one. The next serve by Ole Ole. She's out of Honolulu, the 5'6" freshman. Something tells me we're going to see a lot of her over the next 4 years because she has got a blistering dive-bombing serve. Now the DU's back on offense. Back set to Jones, off balance. Gets a good one off, though. Bump, set for the Knights. Kanini unleashes a massive blast. Over to Morphew, who leaves it in the net. She was led a little too much there, Hunter, by Reigns, who was trying to find Morphew in that front left corner, but Morphew is off balance a little bit, 23-15.
At some point, they're going to have to get that communication and that timing down. Samantha Reigns, the freshman, Morphew, the senior.
Ole Ole to serve again. Jones bumps it up, flying right at the feet of the broadcasting booth. Live ball into the bench of the Urban Knights, and the Penguins now do pick one up, 23-16, not dead. Not dead. Not dead.
The libero Nicolette Hagen there with the diving attempt to try to save that ball in the back court. Unfortunately, fortunately, if you're a DU fan, just not enough.
Penguins now on offense. They cannot afford any mistakes here. Certainly not a service error. As Jones lets off a good one. 23-16. Falealele way off balance in its game point, as that was an off-balance attempted kill that went about 400 feet long, maybe more.
Just kind of flew on her, it looked like. Didn't really hit the ball in the most precise area.
Total flyer, you're
absolutely
right. Backspinning when she meant for it to top spin and dive down. Penguins on offense now. Game point, Falealele with a killer, and the Penguins are alive, 24-17.
Penguins not going down without a fight. They're holding on here, and it looks like Falealele really wanted that last one back, and she proved it on that kill right there.
That was a beauty. Sand now to serve it for the Mighty Penguins. Penguins poised for one of the great comebacks in history. Good serve. Had a couple of nights twisted up. Way off balance. Game. As the killer by Heath. Into the back left corner. Game one. Goes away the Knights. 25-17 with commentary. Here's Hunter and B-San.
Brian, we fall down 0-1 once again. And it sounds like a broken record, but it's true. The Penguins fall in another set. They need to be able to come back now. They don't want to go down 2-0, and we say it again. We'll say it one more time. You know, you go down 0-2 in a best of five, forces you win three games in a row. The Penguins can't think like that. The Academy of Art beat them in three at their place. What kind of confidence do you think they have? And at the same time, what kind of confidence do you think the Penguins have?
Well, right now I got to think that the Academy of Art feels very comfortable in their situation. That's four straight games that they've taken from Dominican, and that's a comfort level that you don't want to let a team reach. But on the other hand, trying to see the glass half full here, Dominican is used to being down 0-1, as good or bad as that is. So they are not going to panic right now because they've been there and done that. What they need to do is play some better volleyball, get the accuracy of their sets down, less mental mistakes, and they can get back in this, win this game, and make this a match.
Rhea Falealili and Jessica Jones, the two scoring leaders going into tonight's game at 52 kills apiece, on the sidelines now talking just with themselves, the rest of the team, circled up, listening to their coaches. Lauren Grand, the assistant coach in her second year there, talking to her team and the Penguins right now. And something that I noticed while they were on the court there, Brian, is that they didn't look in sync. They didn't look like they were comfortable. The timing, something about it just wasn't the same Dominican team that we usually see. Granted, they haven't won a whole lot, but we usually see a certain kind of swagger, a certain sort of confidence, because these girls are very confident in themselves. However, we haven't seen that yet, but right now is a perfect time to just kind of close back up, start talking, refocus, because at the end of the day, all you really got to do is just play volleyball. You can't worry about anything else. I'm sure that everybody knows, hey, 0-9, 0-1 in conference. Everybody knows that. Everyone knows, hey, just the one set victory. You've got to be able to just block that out and just play volleyball.
Yeah, and I think you hit on a key point there. You said they're very confident in themselves, which every player needs to be in any sport. But what you also need is you need to be confident in the player next to you. And if you don't believe they can get it done, then you're going to try and do everything yourself, and it just doesn't work like that in a team sport.
And talking to some of the players before tonight's match, they're very confident in themselves. They know they can do it. They know they're going to be okay. They just got to get that first win under their belt, and then they'll start rolling. On the other side, though, the Academy of Art, Academy of Art Urban Knights, though, are looking at this and saying, hey, we got them right where we want them. We're just going to go full board at them for the Academy of Art for kills. It looked like Camille Board was their leader with four. Angela Heath was right next to her with three. For the Penguins, Jones and Falealili with two kills apiece, and Samantha Raines has really helped out with three kills for the young freshman.
Absolutely, and now these girls, they're back on the court way before the Academy of Art are. They are ready to get this underway. They're excited, and they look like they're ready to take this game.
Looks like Ashley Sand, Skylar Moon, Sarah Bain, Rhea Falealili, Lachelle Roulon, Samantha Raines, and Jessica Jones out there to start this second match. And back to call this second match, the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, thanks, guys. Not a crushing defeat there in game one, 25-17, but at this point, the Penguins would like to get some wins and get a little confidence. That's all they really need. 7:30 on the West Coast, fans. Radio.dominican.edu. Worldwide broadcast, as usual, from the Conlon Center. Stuart Horn, Hunter Hornstein, and B-San, Brian Sanchez. Freshman broadcasting sensation. He is with us tonight. So Academy off to our left now as both teams have switched sides. I see DJ Nat and DJ Willie are in the house. They've just entered the Conlon Center.
They're the host of one of the only Spanish radio shows here at Dominican, student programming.
Yeah, it's called What About Us. You can read all about that on the main page. Here we go, fans. It looks like we are ready as Academy has a side out. Service will be by Ole Ole, who had her way with the Penguins in the last game. Was she coming down the stretch in the red zone? Ole Ole was killer on the Penguins.
And like Stu mentioned, only a freshman, so we'll be hearing her voice a lot.
And she serves off a good one to Jones. The Penguins work it over to the left side, and Ole Ole bats it up there. Sand with the bump. Now the Penguins. Jones with the attempted kill. Saved. Jones. Oh, Faleo-Lili finds the back corner to open game two.
Wow. Unbelievable play there by Faleo-Lili. She just tried to get it back up and over the net, and fortunately she just found the right spot in that back corner. Nobody around there to block that ball.
Jones with the service point, and the service ace for Jones as the Knights can't handle it. Off the dive bombing serve from Jones. 2-0, Penguins game two.
Her ninth service ace of the team of the season. That leads the team for Jessica Jones.
The righty Jones, and that's lets another one fly beautifully. Faleo-Lili with a clean down at the front of the net. Lets it fall. 3-0, the Penguins. Penguins, is there a skunk rule? I guess we shouldn't even get smart. It's not even time to get sassy after the Penguins got whooped in game one by 25-17. But right now it's 3-0, and I spoke too soon.
Amy Bush heard you again, Stu. That was another kill by her, and she's just got a rocket. A cannon for a right arm.
Yeah, that one almost bashed through the floor. It was hit down so hard. 3-1. Penguins on top in game two. Sand, front row, came off the blocker, but somehow the Knights keep it alive. Ole Ole is there. She gets it over. Rhea comes up. Athletic move. Faleo-Lili down. 4-1. Another killer by Rhea.
That's like what you like to see from one of your leading scorers right there. Another kill for Faleo-Lili going after Amy Bush right there. Just delivered a punishing hit with that right arm of hers.
Sand to serve. Sand about 10 feet behind the line. Runs up on it. Two steps. Drags the foot. Lets it fly. God, what a great serve that was. Boy, if Sand could deliver that kind of serve every time, the Penguins would be in great shape. Oh, no, and the off-speed delivery by Faleo-Lili from the front left corner. She wound up on it like it was going to be a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, and at the last instant let up on it and delivered a 72-mile-an-hour changeup, and it had the Knights off balance, 5-1. Sand to serve. A baseball reference there, Hunter. In the middle now, the Penguins on defense, and the Penguins with a big block, but somehow the Knights get it back. Ole Ole back corner called in, the right back corner right past the shoulder of Jessica Jones. 5-2, and the Penguins are on defense now. The service by Hagen.
You need to panic right here. You still got a lead. Just make sure you play Penguin volleyball. So far, they've been doing a good job. Keep it going.
Hagen back row, Faleo-Lili bumped up to Reigns. Helped over flat-footed Jones. Left side, Ole Ole. Bumped up Rulin. Now Jones. Set up Rhea. Ooh, brother. Rhea found a wall.
That's why they brought in Camille Bord.
Heath and Bord with the arms up there, and there's no way you're getting through that. That's a wall and a half, 5-3. Penguins on defense again as Hagen backs up to serve from the middle. He's got on the libero's gray uni, and the Penguins now can't handle the serve as they dump it in the net. Off of the serve, 5-4. Knights creeping back. It's like day and night.
Unfortunately for this Penguin team, as soon as something goes wrong, it seems like they've just let it derail them. They've got to find a way to stop this silly mistake making.
Now the Penguins on offense. Bumped up by Reigns. Good play there. Saved by Jones. Diving pancake by Jones. Short set. Jones again can't get it. Boy, she dove to it. And Jones did everything she could, splayed out, but couldn't get it, 5-up.
And Camille Bohr didn't have the best first match, and she got benched. Now she's back in it, and looks like she has really taken that to heart because she has been involved in every single of the last three scoring plays for the Urban Knights.
Penguins now on offense. Running in on it is Jones. Oh, and Jones with a perfect hammer. Boy, she had leverage. She had the height and a perfect look. Lardner's coming back in. Reigns is to the bench, 6-5 after the masterful killer to get things going the right direction again by Jessica Jones. Here's Kelsey Lardner to serve it up. Penguins lead is 1. Lardner, perfect. Bumped up, short set again, and the Penguins are starting to read that nicely now as Rhea goes cross court and delivers another killer, 7-5, and the Penguins are looking very solid here in game 200.
All the last points have been either Rhea Faleo-Lili or Jessica Jones. There's no question about it. Who are the two top leading scorers on this team?
Lardner to serve. Lardner at the feet of the libero player. and into the net. Kanini can't bring it across. She gained it a little bit too low. It's a little flat, a little low. 8-5. Penguins back up by three.
Even if that ball was up, I believe Sarah Bain would have had a great block at it. She was up. She was ready to go.
She was sitting right on top of it. You're right. There's Faleahalili saw the poor bump that led the setter by just a couple of feet. Well, that's just a couple feet too many, and it's 9-5 as Rhea was right there in the middle to pound it down in the front row in the corner.
And that's why she's such a great player. She's able to improvise and, you know, make the smart decision when the defense gives it to her.
Good vision by Faleahalili.
Very nice vision. She doesn't force any plays.
That's why she's the top scorer for the Penguins, and Alele kills one from the front right corner. She gets it down. Check it. That was, yeah, it was. Alele, 9-6. Game two, fans. Penguins lost game one, 25-17. They lead here by three, 9-6. Heath with a service. Penguins over to Rhea. In the wall, trouble. Uh-oh.
Heads up.
Devin Weber was right there, our official photographer, but she's not in play, Hunter. She's out of play as Faleahalili came running, went right over the top of us, and then almost killed little old Devin. And she's okay. Now she's standing behind us to stay out of the line of fire. I don't blame her. 9-7. As the Penguins couldn't handle the serve from Heath, who is undoubtedly the best server in the house right now.
Once again, Camille bored with the kill for the Urban Knights.
Heath does this move where she wings it around her body like a hula hoop, and then right at the last instant, and then delivers one of the most brutal, top-spinning, hard serves I've ever seen. 10-8 as the Penguins do handle that serve and trick up the Knights. The Penguins by two, Morphew to serve. Anything to get Heath off of the service line. I mean, she is tough. And the Penguins did manage to do it. Penguins now on offense, and the block, the wall thrown up by Sarah Bain, the junior. And Bain gets credited for that one. Nice block, 11-8, DU.
Bain very excited with that one. Skylar Moon was right there, but that was all Bain.
Morphew, softy, good serve there. Short set again, bumped over by Jones. Out, as called by the line judge.
Ooh, just out, Stu. That was a tough one to watch.
Jones threw her arms up there just instinctively and somehow almost got lucky. 11-9. She didn't get lucky, though.
Once Camille Bord goes up for the kill, everyone kind of holds their breath in hopes that the Penguins could force some sort of block.
And this is a service error by Vailu'u, who serves it from the back right corner out off the right side wide. 12-9. The Penguins finally get a service error. Just a little gift from the Urban Knights. They have not given the Penguins many tonight, although they've issued a few to the Penguins, to the Knights tonight. The killer is laid down there by Kanini. Well, she has some hops for a small lady. Kanini.
5'7", it looks like.
She's in there 5'7", but she gets up at about 9'7" by the time she's at the apex of her jump. She threw down another killer there against the DU's Penguins by two. 12-10, game two. Serve. Looks like the sub in there is Julie Cremeau. Cremeau with a great serve. She creamed that serve. But the Penguins took it, handled it nicely, and the DU's with a side out, 13-10.
Samantha Rains now in for the Penguins. Kelsey Lardner takes the seat.
Bain to serve now. Bain's had a good game, too, so far for the Penguins. Bain, big breath, backs up on it. Runner. Shanked it out of bounds, left side wide. And I don't even want to talk about that one. Penguins are now up by two. I'm just going to go over that one, Hunter, like it didn't happen. I'm not going to ask your opinion or anything. I know your opinion
on that one. That's totally fine. I'd rather we not talk about it either.
Sometimes it's better to just leave it alone. All right, the DU's are now on defense. Bain, Rain, back row. Knights are there. Left side. Penguins with the block! Great block by the DU's. As Alele couldn't handle it.
Ashley Sand getting credited with the block there. She is pumped up. She's back in the game. Kayla Morphew, the senior, number 30, is going to take a seat. And back in the last year's PacWest Freshman of the Year, number 10, Rhea Faleahalili.
All right, fans, Penguins are back on offense. Penguins have led from the get tonight. It was 5-1 early, 14-11 now. Here's Jones. Another great serve by Jones. back set. Jones with the arm up. Oh, no, the punch. Punch alive. And all the Penguins could do is try and hit the ball straight up into the air. It was so close to the net. They couldn't get any angle to get it over the net. 14-12.
That's not their fault. And, you know, Ashley Sand knows it. She just tried to hit it up and just pray that maybe a draft of wind would bring it over to the Urban Knights side.
Tainini to serve. Rain, Bain, Jones,
wow.
Rulin, still alive. Rhea touches, just a touch pass. Rhea over again.
This one's
deep. And the Penguins with a miraculous point, as it was all night. And the Knights let it fly deep. Rulin out.
Sorry about that.
And a timeout has been called, fans. 15-12. Penguin fans are going nuts. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Brian Sanchez, Hunter Hornstein here. I was going to say, sorry about that, Stu. Doing a little bit of coaching there as that ball was hit a little too much and it goes out of bounds. The Penguins, though, Brian, are getting their momentum back. This is the best we've seen them play all season, it seems like, and they lead now 15-12.
You're absolutely right, and you mentioned it in between games. Faleihalili and Jones talking to each other on the sideline. And I don't know what they said, but they need to say it more often because they've both come out like gangbusters in this one, and they're responsible for this lead we have right now.
Absolutely. A completely different team, it looks like, as the timing is there and the unforced errors are there. And I want to go back to Faleihalili because she is so good right now at improvising. It looks like, like Stu said, she has a great vision for the game, for the ball. She's at a point right now where she can take control of this game, and she is truly a game changer.
You're absolutely right. She's scoring points in bunches right now, and that's exactly what Dominican needs to get him off the schneid.
Penguins looking to extend this lead here, and back with all the play-by-play, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you, guys. I like the timeout where you guys analyze things. That's great. It gives me a break, and I get to listen to some very interesting stuff. Different perspective of the game that old B. San has. Now the Penguins on offense. San serves it up. Not San, but Sand. We have San. He's over there to my left. 15-12. Dew's on offense now. Here's Faleihalili flat-footed. Ooh, I thought that was... She was going to get called on some sort of a scoop, but she didn't. Now the Penguins shift. Softly, Jones with a bump. Over to San. Oh, Reigns. And then Faleihalili helps it.
Yes.
And finally, it falls via Lu'u with the big kill attempt. But the Penguins throw up a wall, and Skylar Moon, the six-footer's in there, puts the arms up, hits her in the elbows, and it falls, 16-12.
How nice is that when you can throw two six-footers up there to block that? Samantha Reigns and Skylar Moon, the six-footers. Oh. Really
Sand now with a flat serve too deep off the back row. She was 8 feet long, 16-13. Urban Knights have switched out. Amy Bush back in there. Board to serve Hagen. Penguins on defense. Uh-oh, trouble for the DUs. They get it over, though. Penguins on defense now. Right at the feet of Rulin, and she stretched out to her right down low. It's kind of a yoga move. 16-14, she couldn't handle it. Back to serve it is Hagen. Hagen was very good in game one against the DUs. I haven't heard much of her here in game two. Jones with a bump. Poorly, but the Penguins handle it. Oh, off speeder. It's hit twice by the front row, Camille Bord. It came off of her elbow, but they let it go. Here is Rhea, softly middle. Diving for it, Faleihalili up again. Off balance, Knights can't handle it. Penguin points, 17-14.
Once again, Faleihalili, and I'm laughing now because this is silly right now, how unbelievably good she is with seeing what the defense is giving her. She doesn't force any plays. She just reacts instinctively, and you know, it's no wonder why she won Freshman of the Year last year.
Well, she watches that defense unfold and at the last instant reacts naturally to it.
Absolutely. She doesn't force anything. She lets it come to her.
Rhea, back row. Can't get it to fall Heath. Bumped up Lardner. Bain. Jones. Trouble Knights. Still in trouble Knights. Off balance. Back row. Oh, brother. And that was a masterful kill by Vialu'u, who saw the back row open and was able to just squeeze it in there between Jones and Rulin, 17-15.
Vialu'u, the sophomore outside hitter, 5'8 out of Tustin. She's got a good eye for the ball.
Here's Heath, the best server in the house. I mean to cut you off there, sorry. Jones, back row bumped. Set, trouble. Left side, and it's wide. a perfect setup for the Knights, and they didn't take advantage of it as Kayla's in and Rhea's out.
Yeah, you called that. You say trouble, but unfortunately, well, fortunately, we should say, unfortunately for Urban Knights fans, the Penguins get the point there, and they get the ball back, which is even more important.
Service by Morphew, 18-15. Heath, back row bumped, Brulin. Penguins on the floor, trouble. And the killer delivered by Skylar Moon. A moonshot, 19-15, and that was one giant step for the Penguins. Good shot there by Moon to leave it at the feet of the Knights. Penguins by four, coming close to the red zone, fans. Morphew, Penguins haven't been in the red zone too many times this year. Morphew with a masterful veteran serve there by Alu'u, back row, tipped out of the front row by the Penguins, and that's out of bounds, and that killer counts by Alu'u. Credited, Penguins by three, 19-16.
Camille Bord goes ahead and takes a seat. Kaina, Holly Kanaya, the freshman at 5'10", in.
And the Penguins now front row, Moon again, two in a row. Red zone, Penguins 20, Urban Knights 16, game two.
Skylar Moon's jacked up as she goes back to the bench. Ashley Sand coming in for her. Lachelle Roulon back to serve.
As Hunter mentioned, Holly Kanaya in there, the 5'10 freshman out of Honolulu. Ooh, Roulon with a great serve. Almost skims the tape. The setup goes over to Kaina, and she drops it. 20-17. She comes in, first play to Kaina. Now she's out. Comes in for one play, scores a point, gets yanked. Not sure why, 20-17. She's in conference now with Coach Magner, Allison Magner. Penguins now on defense. Bumped up, Rain. Softly, trouble. Penguins, no.
Amy Bush saw the dink attempt by Bain, and she just said, no, here, have it back. And she just was able to force the ball back within a small little area of Penguins that were unable to get it. Gail Stammer now going to call a timeout with her Penguins in the red zone. 20-18, Brian Sanchez, this is the first time they've been in the red zone for, it seems like, a decade. The Penguins, at this point, they were here against Menlo twice with a score of 22-17, I should say, and then they were leading 24, game match, 24-22, and they were unable to put it away. What are they going to do now? They only lead by two. They have to do something now, though, to really get to that next 5 points, because here to the five is going to feel like the longest five-point stretch to anybody in the building.
Well, you're absolutely right, but they got one thing going differently than they did before, and in this one, it's the supporting cast getting it done. It's not just Jones and Filet-Lily doing everything themselves. You're hearing a lot of Reigns at the net, and you're hearing a lot of Skylar Moon on the kills. And now that you've got four people getting the job done, I think we got a shot at this.
Absolutely. Ashley Sand and Sarah Bain up front in the middle. Jones and Kayla Morphew along with Roulon back.
Yeah, that looks like your old 2-3-1 defense.
Back row is Kelsey Lardner.
Cremu to serve. Two. Morphew over to Jones. Jones lets one fly off the top of the tape, and it tips out of play wide. Had it not hit the top of the net, I think that may have dropped, but it's a one-point game now, fans. 20-19 on radio.dominican.edu. Another worldwide broadcast. Here's Cremu to serve it again to Kayla Morphew. Cremu to Morphew, and Morphew with the bump. Now Bang. Now Jones with the killer through the wall. 21-19. DU's on top, just 4 points away, as the Penguins are now going to bring back Reigns to the proceedings in place of Kelsey Lardner. The 6-foot Reigns, the fearless one.
Yeah, you're not kidding. When we talk to Gail Stammer, she says she is the one player on this team with absolutely no fear.
Thus the reference. The Penguins serve. Roulon can't handle the killer, and it is now a one-point game, 121-20. And the Penguins, Hunter, are going to have to gather themselves. Huh? That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
All right, thank you. I've been thinking about that one. Okay, Penguins on defense now. Olele to serve. She gets it to Morphew. Bumped up, trouble. Penguins with a two-touch at the front row. It's a tie game. 21 up. Ouch. Olele to serve. Penguin fans are freaking out now. They don't want to let this one get away. Penguin broadcasters feel the same way. Oh, and this one hits the antenna, and that's a gift for the Penguins. 22-21, boy, late like this in the red zone, and Ole Ole, arguably one of the best players on the court, with an unforced service error. Are you kidding me?
And arguably the best player for the Penguins coming back into the game. Looks like Morphew's taking a seat, and Rhea Folau-Lili, she's back.
Good time to bring her back, Jones, with a serve. Bumped up. Penguins on defense, and the killer to tie it back at 22. That's a lot of deuces up there as Angela Heath unleashes the fury. Heath with the killer. 22 apiece.
In game two, the deuces are wild, Stu.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of deuces up there in game two. And there's two of us, including, not to mention, Brian Sanchez over to the right side. Softly, and a good heads-up play by Samantha Reigns.
She must be taking some notes from Rhea Folau-Lili. She drew in the defenders into the net and then just bopped it over their heads and onto the floor. That's a Penguin point.
23-22. Penguin fans are going nuts now. Very tense in this place. Served now by Sand. Perfectly. Penguins on defense. Oh, softly they answered.
Wow.
Penguins are right there.
Jones.
Is Bain to Rain. Gets it across nicely. A little flat-footed. Very high on the set. Heath back corner in. Oh, brother. That was unbelievable. Angela Heath came up, and it's 23 up, fans. But Heath unleashed one into the back right corner with laser-like accuracy. 23 up, and Academy of Art has the service advantage. It'll be Hagen. Again, from the center. Holds the hands very high. Hagen, Taria, bumped. Bain, Rain. Oh, brother. Out of the net, dug out, bumped up. Saved by Rhea. Bain, Jessica Jones. Across nicely, a little flat-footed. Uh-oh, Heath, trouble, alive. Here's Rulin, gets it up. Jones now across, two-handed nicely. Penguins back still alive. Uh-oh. Ole Ole lets one fly. They shift. Penguins. Here's Rhea to the back corner off the ceiling. Bounce back up. Now it's alive. Oh, no. Back row and it falls right on the paint.
That's a tough one.
24-23. Academy leads for the first time in game two. Stammer up. Timeout, Penguins.
Brian Sanchez, Hunter Hornstein, welcoming you to the broadcast booth, and a very tense broadcast booth, I should say. The Penguins relinquished the lead for the first time, and guess what? It's on game point for Academy of Art. They lead 24-23.
And I'll tell you what, I'm looking into the huddle right now, and they look like a group of girls that believe they have this game at hand. You have the digs happening from Jones and Folau-Lili. They're all over the court, and they're going to get this done.
I mean, I'll tell you what, they got to get it done. At this point, you lead all game. You're in the red zone. You let them creep all the way back, and now they take the lead with their next point being the game two clinching point, and you're on the verge of falling down 0-2 in the best of five. The Penguins right now, they've been playing way too great to lose this game.
You're absolutely right, and again, we see the Penguins on the court about 10 to 15 seconds before Academy Art.
Absolutely.
And they just showed that they want this bad. Now they have to go get it.
Skylar Moon, Samantha Reigns, Sarah Bain, three up front, three in the back. Rulon, Jones, and Folau-Lili. And to my right, Stuart Horn.
All right, thanks, guys. Here it is. Game point number one, Hagen. Penguins need to dig deep here. You got to win by two, fans. Penguins now on offense. Rhea bumped at the feet of Rulon. It knuckled right at her. Rulon muffed it completely, went right through her arms to end it. Game two. First opportunity the Knights had to win game two, and they ran right into the Penguins and took the opportunity and did not goof around with it at all. And the only first time they led was 24-23, and the first opportunity they had to win, they closed the door on the Penguins. We're going to take a break now, fans. Penguins are down 2-0 after losing 25-17 in game one, 25-23 in game two, and the Penguin fans are frankly stunned. The Penguins led the entire game. All of a sudden, it was tied at 23. Boom, 24-23, game. Very next opportunity. No talking about it, no heads up, no nothing. That was not very sporting, if you ask me, Hunt.
Not at all. And you know what? It's just a very dejecting win if you're a Penguins fan and a Penguins player. But you got to give Academy of Art credit. They came back. They clawed their way.
Must I really?
And I mean, it's as painful as it is, as DU broadcasters, you got to give them credit because they got the opportunity to come back. They took it, and then when they had the opportunity to put away the Penguins, they did. The Penguins right now have got to just flip off the page, turn the page, flip it off, and you know, say, hey, we got to go win one more game, and that's it. Just win this game. They know they can do it. They were so close, Brian. They just got to. The door is ajar. You just got to go through it.
Yeah, and what this last game has to do for Dominican is show that they can win this. They got so far in this match, held the lead for so long, it's just the last second they let it slip away. And hopefully they could take notes because the Academy of Art did exactly what we've been trying to do all year, and that's get the opportunity and get it done quickly, not leave the door open for someone to come back into it.
We'll step out for a second for Sanchez. I'm Hornstein. Stuart Horn is alongside. When we come back, it's game three, match three of this best of five. The Penguins trailing 2-0. Radio.dominican.edu. Radio.dominican.edu welcomes you back to DU Volleyball Action, the women. Lady Penguins here at Dominican taking on the Urban Knights of Academy of Art, and they are down 2-0 in this best of five series. They are forced to win three games in a row. You don't have to think of it that way, though. Just think of it, win one game three times, and a good way to start right now would be in this game three. Back with all the play-by-play, the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, folks, here we go after the Penguins. That second game was a crushing defeat, and the Penguins are really going to have to dig deep if they want to do anything tonight, and they open with a great block by Rhea Falea-Lili to start off game three, 1-0, Jones to serve. The Penguins off to our left, occupying the southern end of the Conlon Center. Stuart Horn, Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez, your DU broadcasters for tonight on radio.dominican.edu. Here we go. The Penguins serve it up nicely. Helped across by Hagen. Short set, sand, middle row. Flat-footed Hagen again. Right side now is Cannini, and she kills it, and the Penguins can't handle it. One up.
The Penguins want to win tonight's game, Stu, and keep their hopes alive and at least play one more game. They're going to have to keep having Falea-Lili have games like she did last time out. She had 8 kills in that game, too.
Best of 5, and speaking of Falea-Lili, she dives forward after the serve by Cannini and cannot convert it. 2-1 Knights. Penguins down 2 love in games. Cannini to serve. She's about 12 feet behind the back row, on a little bit right of the center line. Rhea softly blocked. Rhea couldn't go soft because Amy Bush was right there. And Bush hammers it back, 3-1, game three. Cannini back, another perfect serve. Boy, that girl can serve, holy cow. Bush helps it over, she reached way over. And the Penguins get that point. Bush was a little too anxious there, Hunter, and it is now 3-2.
Yeah, the Penguins now are in prime position to go on a scoring run like they did last game. They got the ball back in last game, last time out. When they had the ball, they were very consistent with their scoring.
Yeah, agreed. Penguins led the entire way except for the last 2 points of the game.
My goodness, how did she save that?
I don't know. And a great serve off of the serve that came off the tape. Olele dove for it with a pancake, saved it, and it is 4-2 as the Knights picked it up. Here with the play-by-play is Hunter Hornstein.
Back to serve. Now are the Knights. The Knights leading 4-2. There's a serve. It's a good one. Falea-Lili there with the dig. Skylar Moon helps it across. Back row. Now the Penguins are forced to come up, and it looked like Lenea Nini finished off that point for the Urban Knights.
And it looks like she's taking notes from Falea-Lili on that one with that little drop shot changeup.
Hagen back to serve. Falea-Lili. Bain in front of the net. Sets it for Falea-Lili. Falea-Lili gets a blocked back over to the DUs. Bain. Here's Jones into the net.
Those are the kind of errors you can't have right there. You need to at least give them a chance to mess up on their own. We can't mess up for them.
Point to Academy of Art, 6-2. They lead. Hagen back to serve again. The libero for tonight's game, sporting the red and white uni. It's a line drive serve dug out by Falea-Lili. Over to Reigns to Jones, who helps it across in front of the net for Academy of Art. The Urban Knights get the point.
And that was another one of those drop shot changeups from Heath. She's taking the over-aggressive front line of Dominican and punishing them with that shot.
Back to serve. Once again, Hagen. 7-2. The Knights running away with it so far. Filialili. Bane sets. Here's Moon. Moon gets it blocked. Nice diving save by Filialili. Jones helps it across. Back over to the Knights in front of the net. There's the kill shot, and it works. Number 26.
Now
Kunai, with the kill, 8-2. And the Penguins are going to take a timeout as Gail Stammer wants to rally her troops.
Let me ask you guys something. Did the Penguins just totally burst the bubble there in game two? I mean, they led the entire way. The fans were going nuts. Penguins never trailed in game two until it was 23-all, and then pow, 24, boom, 25. It was over so fast when the Penguins led the whole way. I just wonder how big was the emotional bubble, and did it in fact burst, because now they're down 8-2 in game three.
I think that a lot of goes for it. I think a lot it could be said for that point, Brian, that the fact that you lead all the way until that game point, and just like that, one point and you're done, it's kind of like you play an entire game and one play ends it for you.
And honestly, I don't think the bubble was burst when we lost that game, because when you're struggling this bad and you play a game that close, you're up on an emotional level, but then when you get off to a slow start like they have at the beginning of this game, now the bubble has been burst.
Very valid point there, Brian. The Penguins, in any case, need to come back. It's 8-2 right now. And the Knights with the serve. Here we go. Filialili to Bane. In front of the net, they'll go to Moon. Moon, nice dig out there by the Knights. Back over to DU's side, just inside the back line. Oh, my goodness.
And when you're already struggling to get breaks for yourself, when the other team's getting breaks of their own, miss hitting a ball and having it still land in bounds, those are just going to kill you.
Yeah, you're not kidding. No breaks there. That was all Knights.
Leinani with the ball finding the inside part of the net. Here's Filialili. Filialili just too much outside onto the far right line, just to the left of the lines judge here in the corner. And another point on the scoreboard for the guests, 10-2.
You just have to hope that the Dominican girls can stay in this mentally after that last game and falling down early here.
Filialili takes a seat. Kayla Morphew into play. Back is Hagen, the senior defensive specialist. Here's Moon in front of the net. Nice dig out there by the Knights. Back over to Dominican side.
And finally, one of the balls hit by the Academy of Art by the line lands on the out, giving the Dominican girls a point instead of the Academy girls.
Cannini tried to hit that into the back row just like she did previous, and then just went to the left, so they give the point to DU. Kelsey Lardner runs up, right-handed serve, dug out by Art, a punishing blow there by the Academy. My goodness.
That was an absolute bullet. No one's getting in front of that one.
No, that was Heath again from that front left corner. She's been death tonight with that overhead.
The junior, 5'10", spins the ball around her and throws it up with the serve. Bane saves it over to Lardner, who helps it across. There's Heath in front of the net. Diving stop by Jones. Kayla Morphew. Whistle call, two touch on the Penguins, and it's a point to Academy of Art.
I got to say, Heath is the best server either squad. Hands down, she hasn't made a service error tonight, and she serves it with such power every time. Pinpoint accuracy.
Wraps the ball around her and delivers another beautiful serve, and like Stu said, hasn't made an error tonight. Here's Jones over to the Academy side. There's the Knights in front of a diving Jones with the kill. Nice job there.
And as much as we've commented on Dominican's bubble bursting, Academy looks like they've taken their play to another level here, and they're just working on all cylinders.
Vailulu with the kill, back to serve, and there it is. There's the first service error by Angela Heath.
Well, she's human. We could take note of that now.
Penguins finally get a point. They get the ball back, but they're trailing big now, 13-4 here in this must-win Game 3. They trail by 2 after a heart-wrenching loss in Game 2. Morphew to the Urban Knights. There's the kill attempt, and she gets it again. The outside hitter from Tustin.
And they're just finding spots in between the back row that are just not going to be defended.
Knight serve. Over to DU. Bain for Moon. Gets blocked in front of the net there. Jones. Blocked again by the Knights, and they're doing a great job on defense. Bain tries to help it across really softly, but Knights have none of that. Big hit there by Angela Heath, and Heath goes outside the net.
That's back-to-back time. She's touched the ball, and it's resulted in a point for Dominican. Hopefully that can keep up, get us back in the game.
14-5. DU back to serve. Michelle Roulon, number two, the libero, sporting the black and gold jersey. There's a serve, and it just goes outside. Another service error. She hit that one too far.
Hunter, you may remember the very opening shot of the night was that exact serve by Roulon, back row, deep.
Perhaps that was a bad omen of things to come. 15-5 now. DU trails by a whopping 10.
I don't like to talk about omens, but that's exactly the way the match opened.
Sarah Bain tries to help it across, but a nice diving stop there by the Knights. Back over to DU. Here's Morphew. Number 30 hits it over. In front of the net are the Knights. Attempted kill. Blocked there by Ashley Sand. It goes off her hands and in front of a diving Morphew. And once again, the Knights get another point, 16-5 now, an 11-point lead, and they're running away with it.
And the Dominican girls are out of time now. They have to go on a run.
Cramo with the serve. The freshman over to Jessica Jones. Jones gets it set for her again. Nice job by Heath to block it. Back over to the DUs in front of the net. There's Bain. Here's Sand. Sand. Back to Michelle Roulon. Bain. In front of the net, there's Jones. Jones gets it. Nice job by Jessica Jones to hit enough on that. So Cramo went to a knee, couldn't get it, hit it, went off her hands into the out-of-bounds area.
And I'll tell you what, as down as things look on the scoreboard, you would never be able to tell by the play of Jessica Jones right now.
16-6. And back to serve Sarah Bain. Sarah Bain getting her first serve of the night, of the match, I should say. Academy tries to kill it in front of the net. Ashley Sand tried to save it and didn't really get a whole lot on it. Looks like she got crossed up there with Jessica Jones in front of the net, kind of threw up the hand and just hit the ball into the net.
Yeah, and they can't afford any of those miscommunications.
17-6, and Academy is just rolling. Big loopy serve, nice sliding dig there by Michelle Roulon, but no one else is there to get the ball from her. Jones and Bain went for it. None of them got to it in time. It's 18-6.
And the Urban Knights just look like they're playing on a separate level now.
18-6. Art to serve. Dug out there by Roulon. Dive by the Knights. Another play, and they're going to give the point to the Penguins. That one went out of bounds, and Academy had step across the line and almost went into the scores table. It was almost all bad right there for the Knights. But the Penguins get the point. 18-7. Jessica Jones back to serve. Far right corner. Right-handed serve. Just nicks the top of the net as the Knights dig it out. There's the kill attempt by Academy of Art. It hits off of Jessica Jones's hands, and it goes untouched as it hits the floor. 19-7, another point for the Academy.
Jones made a great first play on that one on the kill attempt, but someone has to be there to have her back when she hits that ball up in the air.
Kanini back to serve. There's Falea Lili. Bain in front of the net sets it for Sand. Sand tries to help it across. Nothing doing. Blocked in there by Sand as...
Yeah, when you see Sand and Reigns up there at the front of the net, it's not a tandem that you want to have to make a kill against.
Kaolulu tried to kill it. It was blocked there by Sand. Nice job by the Penguins. They get a point. It's 20-7 now. A quick timeout by the Penguins are taken. Gail Stammer talking to her team, and right now, Brian, they are trailing by what appears to be an insurmountable lead. But you keep plugging away. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, absolutely. But they have to play like it's tied 1-1 right here. They cannot think they're down 13, because when you think like that, you play like that. And if they continue to play this poorly, it's going to be over before you blink.
Absolutely. 20-7 DU trails here on radio.dominican.edu. We bring you live DU volleyball action from the Conlin Center here in beautiful San Rafael, California. Stuart Horn, Brian Sanchez, I'm Hunter Hornstein. The Penguins lost game one. We're on the verge of winning game two. They saw the Knights come all the way back and take the lead for the first time at 24. Then they went ahead and beat the Penguins the very next possession. And now the Penguins see themselves in danger of falling 0-2 in conference. They already lost to this Art team last Saturday at their place, the Kezar Pavilion. Here's Samantha Rains. Rains to the Knights. Knights in front of the net. Diving. Nice job by Jessica Jones. And Rhea Falialili tries to hit it back over across the net, and she gets it into the net instead of over the net, 21-7.
Our next broadcast, fans, will be on the 30th of September. Notre Dame, Dana Moore University in the house. The following night, Santa Cruz, the Banana Slugs are back. Here's Hunter.
Nice job by the Penguins to save it. And Ashley Sand, one-handed, very awkward touch, and she hit it right into the net. Another time, consecutive times that the Penguins have hit it into the net, 22-7. And this one might all but be wrapped up. Here's Jones with the attempted kill and a beautiful block there by Amy Bush, the 6'3 senior. Went up there, read Jones the entire way. Jones delivered a great hit, but Bush was just right there, and you're not getting past that wall. Art up 23-7. Here's Falealili with the kill attempt, and she gets it. Nice job by Falealili, and a lone bright spot on this very dark night, I should say. My goodness, the Penguins, after a heart-wrenching Game 2 loss, now they trail 23-8. Falealili, though, has been playing like a superstar.
And that was vintage Falealili with the cross-court bullet for a kill.
Served by the Penguins. Over to Art. Art, attempt a kill shot into the net.
Heath with the miss there into the net, Hunter, and you don't see that very often.
Not at all, and Heath has been the go-to
player.
She's
been nails on that, for sure.
Absolutely.
And it may be too far out of reach to win this game, but you still want to put a run together and let the Academy of Art know you're here and build some momentum going into your next matches.
Ashley Sand will take a seat. Gasaloga comes in for her, and she's also going to serve, so right away she's going to try to make an impact here. 23-9, fans. Knights in front of the net. There's a block. Knight block by Skylar Moon in front of the net. There's another attempt by the Knights. Samantha Rains is going to have to hurry to get it back in. Gasolaga back over across in front of the net.
Oh!
Simple little touch. Nice save by the Knights. One more time, and Heath.
Wow.
Heath in front of Samantha Rains puts the Knights 1 point away. Match point 24-9 here.
And it seems like even if the Dominican girls do everything right, the ball's going to find somewhere to land on their side of the court.
Nicolette Hagen, the senior out of Richmond, back to serve, trying to end the night for the Penguins and send her team back into San Francisco with the win. Nice dive there by Falealili. Jessica Jones over to the Knights. The Urbans set it. There's the kill attempt. And point to the Penguins. It looks like the Knights maybe have touched the net right there. Sarah Bain with a nice block.
This is a go-down hard situation. You may be on the brink of losing this match, but you don't want to lay down and let them have it.
The Knights tried to get it back over the net. They hit it under the net, 24-10, and the Penguins finally hit double digits, but they do face a match point by the Arts. The Knights in front of the net, and a whiff. My goodness.
Don't see that very often, and Dominican is just living point by point right now. You just have to win the next one. You can't worry
Hunter,
about
Hunter, was that a swing and a miss by Kina?
Strike three, it looked like, right there. She went up, and had she connected, the ball might have gone through the wall, but she missed it. 24, and then once again, she missed another one.
Two in a row?
That's two in a row, and she's getting a little too excited, it looks like, for that match point. 24-12, I was about to say. The Knights went up for two consecutive kills attempts.
Unbelievable.
One was missed. One was a foul tip. Kelsey Lardner, number 6, back to serve. Running serve. It's a good one. Knights in front of the net. She's going to try one more time. Blocked there by Sarah Bain. Nice job. She's excited. Match point for the Knights, and that'll do it. And no other person to end it than Angela Heath, the junior, 5'10". Penguins lose this one. 25-12, and Stu, another loss, another conference loss. They fall 0-2. Academy of Art goes 2-0. The only two wins the Knights have been against DU, and the only two losses that DU has had has been against the Knights.
Well, it's very interesting. They started off the conference, both teams, by playing each other. One away and one at home, and the Penguins have been on the losing end of both. The D's played a great game, too. I think the momentum was just completely deflated after that loss. Heath was death on the Penguins tonight. I think between her serving and her front row play, the Penguins just couldn't bring anything in Game 3. Fans, our next broadcast will be on the 30th of September. followed the very next night. That'll be October 1st. Two games consecutively. Next week, the 30th, and then the 1st of October. Hunter will be here. Brian will be here. I'll be here. Stuart Horn, Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez will all be here. And we have some surprise guests. You better believe it, especially on Saturday. When the Penguins are in the non-conference affair, we'll be welcoming in the Banana Slugs from UC Santa Cruz here into the Conlon Center. But you really, if you're gonna stay home and listen in front of the fire or something, you really want to listen in on Saturday night. We've got some great stuff planned. So for Hunter Horenstein and Brian Sanchez, the rest of the DU squad here, and of course our head coach Brad Van Alstine, the chair of the communications department, Stuart Horn, saying so long from the Conlon Center. Penguins down in 3-0-2 in conference. We're going to bring it to you next week. We're going to turn things around. Radio.Dominican.edu.